This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
Une belle place de troisième, un podium. Lance Armstrong, États-Unis d'Amérique. Andras Klöden, Allemagne. Ivan Basso, Italie. On les salue tous les trois.
Sound from yesterday's conclusion of this year's Tour de France. Lance Armstrong cruised to a record-breaking sixth straight victory with an overall time that was more than 6 minutes faster than that of his closest competitor. And here to put the victory in perspective is Jonathan Vaughters, a former teammate of Lance's. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
First off, a record sixth win. What does this compare to in terms of other sporting achievements?
Well, it's almost statistically impossible. I mean, I honestly don't know what it compares to because, you know, if you look at the Tour de France this year, the number of crashes there are, the number of people that get sick, you know, the number of things that can happen to any one person in, you know, 3 weeks of racing over 2,000 miles. And to be able to come out on top of that without having anything go wrong and to continuously be better than the second, third, and fourth place guy for 6 years continuously, I mean, it's unbelievable, literally.
And at his age as well, over 30.
Yeah, he's one, if not the, I don't think he's quite the oldest Tour de France winner ever, but I think he might be second or third in the oldest Tour de France winner ever competition this year. So, you know, yeah, to be able to still have the fire, drive, and you know, and the physical ability to win after all these years is definitely remarkable as well.
He hasn't said whether or not he'll compete again next year, but some people are saying, come on, Lance, step down and give someone else a chance. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I think it's his choice. You know, I wouldn't want to see him, you know, for his sake and for the sake of the sport, you know, come in and sort of be made the fool of. I mean, if he came in and, you know, got fourth or fifth, I mean, that'd almost, I don't know, tarnish his record. So to me, I mean, if I were Lance Armstrong, I'd probably walk away on top.
Now let's indulge in a little bit of celebrity gossip. His new girlfriend, Sheryl Crow, was with him at the tour. How did the press handle her presence?
Well, you know, she's been very present. I mean, more so than any other wife or girlfriend ever has been in the history of the Tour de France or in the history of professional cycling. I know, you know, I'd been married 2 or 3 years in the times that I did the Tour de France, and I don't think my wife was allowed anywhere near me during the 3 weeks of the race. And that's sort of the traditionalism of cycling. But with Sheryl Crow on the scene, I mean, she's been in the team car every day. She's been with Lance. She's been in his hotel room, so on and so forth. I mean, it's definitely breaking down a lot of traditions of cycling. And I suppose it probably it took someone with as big of a name as Sheryl Crow to be able to do that and to just step in and say, no, you know, he's my boyfriend. I'm going to be with him no matter what you say.
Do you think it helped him out?
I do. I think the traditional aspect of the sport, saying that, you know, women aren't allowed anywhere near the competitors is pretty ridiculous. And honestly, that was probably one of many advantages that he had this year.
Jonathan Vaughters runs the Team TIAA CREF Youth Cycling Program and is a former teammate of Lance Armstrong's. He joined us from member station KUVO in Denver, Colorado. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.